Good afternoon for everyone. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Paul. Can you just turn to your neighbor and tell them, I'm glad you're sitting next to me today. Okay, let's all stand.
Hallelujah.
Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord today? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this day. Good God, you are a gracious God, you are a majestic God, a beautiful God. The God that has not forsaken us, the God that has never left our side. No matter how unfaithful that we may have been to you, Father, you have not given up on us, God. For that we choose to praise you, we choose to glorify you, Lord Father God. Through the good, through the bad in our lives this year, we will still choose to say that you are a glorious God, a God worth living for, Lord Father. So today, we just pray that nothing stand in our way, Father. That nothing stop us, God, from praising you, from glorifying you, because you truly deserve it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Let's sing. Glorious. Shout it out and glorious. Make it loud and Jesus, we shout your name. Jesus, we make your praise glorious. You are glorious.
Your love.
for the last time. Shine, Jesus.
Shine, Jesus. Shine for all the world to see. You are glorious. You are glorious.
And we declare glorious.
Glorious. Shout it out.
Your praise,
glorious, glorious. Shout it out and glorious. Break it out, Jesus, we shout your name. Jesus, we make your praise, glorious.
You are glorious, oh. Yes, you are. You are glorious, Lord. God, you are glorious. Yes, God, we praise you, Lord, in this place. Sing, forgiven and redeemed.
Forgiven and redeemed. I know that I am free. There's one thing I believe. You're the only one. There is no other. The Spirit now in me is causing me to see the dreams you have for me. And you're calling me to you.
And now I surrender.
Now I surrender. My purpose is found in you alone. I'll praise you forever. And I look to you. No other name is greater. Jesus, Savior and Redeemer. Jesus, you who gave your life and set me free. I'll follow you. We're living for you now. Oh, Jesus, Savior and Redeemer. Jesus, you who gave your life and set me free. I follow you. We're living for you now.
Forgiven and redeemed.
Forgiven and redeemed. I know that I am free. There's one thing I believe. You're the only one. There is no other. The Spirit now in me is causing me to see the dream you have for me, and you're calling me to you.
And now I surrender.
And now I surrender. My purpose is found in you. I'll praise you forever. And I look to you.
While let's declare Jesus.
Jesus, Savior and Redeemer. Jesus, you who gave your life and set me free. I follow you.
Hallelujah.
For you now, oh, Jesus, Savior and Redeemer, Jesus, you who gave the life and set me free, I'll follow you,
for you. And now I surrender, Lord,
now I surrender, my purpose is found in you alone, I'll praise you forever, I look to you, no other name's greater, Jesus. Savior and Redeemer, Jesus, you who gave your life and set me free, I follow you. We're living for you now. Oh, Jesus, Savior and Redeemer, Jesus, you who gave your life and set me free, I follow you. We're living for you now.
Yes, Father, we're living for you now, Lord. We thank you, Father. You are a good God. Through the good, Father, through the bad, you have never forsaken us, Lord. Not for a moment, God, have you left our side. And all we desire, Father God, this day is to meet you face to face, God, because we are not enough unless you come, O Lord, Father. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord. I'm not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? All I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again, Father? I'm not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? All I want, oh, is all you are. Will you meet me here again? Oh, not for a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Oh God, not for a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place.
Yes, you are.
The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Oh Lord, you are here, Lord. Who makes the sun to rise and bring the earth new life in every being. Jesus, it is you who turns the day to night and watches me as I begin to dream. Jesus, it is you who brings me food for my table. Cares for all of my needs. Who walks the road with me, has grown with me through all that I have been. Jesus, it is you. Jesus, it is you. Me when I feel it be, Jesus.
tells the storm to rest when I am overwhelmed and cannot speak. Jesus, it is you. Who wears my guilt on his shoulders? Who holds my heart in his hands? Who takes my thoughts and fears and hangs them on the arms of Calvary? Jesus, it is you. Jesus, it is you.
The Lord is in this place. The Lord.
Holy Spirit, the dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place.
Oh God, you are here.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
And we declare your name.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life.
Oh God,
break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire.
Let's sing that again. Your name is power.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is
life. Oh God,
break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire.
Everybody say, shout Jesus from the mountains.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the trees, Jesus in the darkness, strong for every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Oh, for the last time, shout Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness, over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Jesus in this place. Come on, let's give him the highest praise. Clap our praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are Lord over our lives in this church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are following our Bible reading this week, we are in the book of Genesis, and we are studying the life of Jacob, Joseph, his son. We call him Joseph the Dreamer. And in Genesis chapter 37 tells us the story about Joseph's brother who are jealous about him. The brother was jealous with Joseph, and they sold him as a slave in some Ishmaelite traders. Then later, these Ishmaelite traders brought Joseph to Egypt and sold him to Potiphar, a captain of the guard, an officer of Pharaoh. And later on in the story, the brothers of Joseph told to the father Jacob that Joseph might have been killed by wild animals. In Genesis 39 verse 1 to 2, now Joseph had been brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, had bought him from the Ishmaelite who had brought him down there. And then it says here, the Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man, and he was in the house of his Egyptian master. Take note, first time Joseph had gone through this kind of situation, he was betrayed by his brother, sold to an Egyptian master. But the Bible, the Word of God, assures that the Lord was with Joseph being a slave. Then later in the story, Potiphar's wife accused Joseph of trying to harass her. That's why he was sent to prison for a crime he did not do. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 21 says, when was Joseph was sent to prison? But the Lord was with Joseph again. When he entered the slavery, the Lord was with Joseph. When he entered the prison, the Lord was with Joseph, the Bible says. And showed him steadfast love and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. The keeper of the prison paid no attention to anything that was in Joseph's charge because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it succeed. And in prison, by God's power, Joseph interpreted the dreams of two prisoners, the king's cupbearer and the king's chief baker. And all his interpretation of their dreams happened. The baker was given death penalty and the cupbearer was pardoned and was restored back to work for the king. But during this encounter, Joseph gave the interpretation to the cupbearer and he told him, you will be restored back to work for the king. And Joseph made a request to the cupbearer. Genesis 40 verse 14 says, sabi niya sa cupbearer, only remember me when it is well with you. And please, please, Joseph told to the cupbearer, do me a kindness to mention me to Pharaoh. So get me out of this prison. For the first time, we will read that Joseph made a request for a man, an ex-convict, to remember him in front of Pharaoh. Remember, the first time he was slave, it says, God was with him. The Lord was with Joseph. Second time when he went into prison, the Lord was with Joseph. Then later on, it seems that Joseph went a way out. He asked the cupbearer, please tell Pharaoh to send me out of this prison. I was wrongly accused. Joseph, in Genesis chapter 40, verse 20, on the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, he restored the chief cupbearer into his position, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand, and he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted in the dream. Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. He asked a request, please remember me. But the Bible, the story clearly states that the cupbearer forget about Joseph. Friends, with people, promises are made to be broken. People will forget. But the Bible reminds us that through the story of Joseph that God never forgets. And He always is with us. He is with us. When He is with Joseph during his hard times, He's still the God who is with us in our hard times, in our struggles. Even if it takes years for Joseph of waiting, God answers prayers. God answers requests. God will answer our prayers. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, He made all things beautiful in His time. And this is what happened to Joseph. 2 years after the cupbearer was released in prison, 2 years, when the last time Joseph requested to the cupbearer, remember me to Pharaoh, mention my name to Pharaoh, 2 years of waiting, 2 years of pruning, 2 years of getting ready in the life of Joseph, God gave a dream to Pharaoh. And Joseph interpreted that dream. And that interpretation of that dream promotes him to prime minister of Egypt and saves Egypt from famine, saves a lot of lives from famine. God remembers our prayer. And I know that Joseph has proven himself. Nakalimutan siya ng cupbearer, but still it's the work and the hand of God working in his life. And And that's the lesson I've learned in reading our Bible reading this week. That we can only trust our circumstances in the Lord. And in His time, He has an answer for our prayer. In His time, He has an answer for our requests. In His time. Perfect time of God. Let's pray. Father, we just continue to lift You up in our midst. Whatever circumstances, whatever the things that concerns us, my brothers and my sisters, You know, O God. And like Joseph, we may find a way out. And You also know this, O God. But Lord, as we wait for that way out, we just continue to trust You in Your perfect timing, that You will restore, You will answer, You will provide, You will heal, You will make the relationships better, O God, in Your time, as they lay down to Your hands. We thank You, Father. And Lord, whatever my brothers and sisters are going in through, Lord, I just lay them. And thank You that we can give You back all this as an incense of prayer at Your throne. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's find a prayer partner. Let's encourage one another and lift up each in our partner in prayer.
Hello. Magandang hapon po sa ating lahat. Purihin ang Diyos. Amen. God is so good all the time. Amen. So dadako na po tayo sa pagbibigay. So, but before anything else po, nais ko pong i-share sa inyo yung revelasyon ng Panginoon sa akin kahapon. Ang alaga ko pong 4 years old na bata ay dumating kahapon. Then, sabi niya, "Tita, I have something for you." Excited po ako, sabi niya. Hirap na hirap po siya sa pagdukot ng isang bagay na ibibigay po niya sa akin. Yung pala ito po yun. Sugar na sachet. So, kitang-kita ko po yung expression ng mukha niya. Galak na galak po siya. Napakasarap niyang pagtignan na pagmasdan. Super na joyful yung ano niya. "Tita, this is for you. I know that you're drinking coffee. This is for you." Amen? So glory to God, nandoon po yung kagalakan sa kanyang pagbibigay. At ako din po, nandoon yung kagalakan ko kung paano kumikilos ang Panginoong Diyos sa alaga ko at sa pamilya ng mga amo ko. Purihin ang Panginoon. So, yun po, I pray to the Lord na kagaya po ng alaga ko kahapon, kung gaano siya kagalak na nagbibigay, ng isang asukal. Isipin po natin, this is for the Lord. Ano man po yung bibigyan natin, we must have very, very humble and grateful heart. Because si Lord po ang ating bibigyan. Amen? So, bago po ang lahat, atin pong basahin, purihin ang Panginoon. Basahin po natin ng sabay-sabay ang salita ng Diyos sa Exodus, chapter 36, verses 4 to 5. Sabi po dito, "Then all the artisans who were doing all the work for the sanctuary came one by one from the work they were doing and said to Moses, 'The people are bringing more than is needed for the construction of the work that the Lord commanded to be done.'" Let's read our response B. "Recognizing God's love, blessings, and daily guidance in our lives, we commit to expressing our worship and thankfulness through generous giving and dedicated service to Him and His church." Amen. Let's pray. Hallelujah, Lord. Maraming salamat po, Panginoon. Father, we thank you for the love and opportunity to serve you in giving. Bless this offering, Lord, for the furtherance of your kingdom here on earth. And bless our heart of your people in worshiping and glorifying your name, Panginoon. Ikaw nawa, O Diyos, ang lumuklok sa aming mga puso. At Panginoon, gabayan mo kami, Panginoon, kung papaano namin may ibabalik, O Diyos, yung karapat dapat po na para sa iyo to glorify your name alone, your goodness and your power, powerful name, O God. Lord, we thank you. Kami po'y nagkakaisa ng may pananampalataya, O Diyos, na ibinabalik ang pinakamataas na pasasalamat, papuri po at pagsamba sa ngalan ni Jesus na aming Diyos na buhay. Amen and amen. With a grateful heart, let us give to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Welcome again to our second service. Please say to the person next to you, "Uy, andiyan ka pala." Very glad to see you today. Thank you for coming. At this point, we would like to welcome our new friends who have visited us for the first time. Pero before that, anyone who came for the second or third time, kaway lang po sa akin. Thank you po, ate, for coming. Salamat po sa pagbalik. Thank you po. Thank you po. To our first-timer, as I call on your name, tayo lang po kayo sandali. We will welcome you, pray for you, and later on, we will shake your hand. And may I call on, tayo lang po si Miss Narcisa Ahon. Thank you po for coming. And Miss Maria Jonaline Veluz. Anyone po for the first time na hindi namin nakuha ang pangalan? Meron po ba? Wala naman. So thank you po for coming, Miss Narcisa and Ate Maria Jonaline. Kung wala pa po kayong home church, pwede po kayong bumalik ng bumalik ng bumalik. At kayo po ay laging welcome na makasama po namin. We pray na magkaroon kayo ng bagong kaibigan. After the service po, mag-spend lang po kayo ng mga ilang minutes. Dadalhin po kayo sa isang room ng inyong host. A little bit refreshment, kwentuhan. Kung may kayo po ay tanong sa church, pwede po nilang sagutin. At kung meron po kayong panalangin, magpe-pray po nila kayo. Salamat po sa pagpunta. Pag-pray po namin kayo. Let's pray for them. Father, we thank you for Miss Narcisa and Miss Maria Jonaline for their coming here. We pray, Lord, that maging blessing po ang kanilang pagpunta ngayon. Magkaroon sila ng pagkakakilala sa inyo, lumago ang kanilang pananampalataya at patuloy na maging pagpapala ang kanilang pakikinig ng iyong salita. We pray that they will meet new friends, Lord, as they come here today. At whatever prayers they have in their hearts, Lord, mga kahilingan, Lord, you know them. And we pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless and grant their prayers, Lord. Marami pong salamat. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Tayo po'y tumayo. Kamayan po natin sila at tayo po'y magbatian.
Kasama ka ngayon, magkakabless na makita ka. Ako'y natutuwan at kasama ka ngayon, sa kasama tutulihin ang Panginoon. I love, magkakabless na makita ka. I love, ako'y natutuwan at kasama ka ngayon. Ako'y nagkagalak at kasama ka ngayon, magkakabless na makita ka. Ako'y natutuwa na kasama ka ngayon, sa kasama ko purihin ang Panginoon. I love, magkakabless na makita ka. I love, ako'y natutuwa na kasama ka ngayon.
Let's give the Lord a clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Turn to the person beside you and give that person a nice smile. Yeah. Praise God that we are here in the house of the Lord. Amen? Let me highlight a few announcements. Firstly, ating early morning prayer. We continue to have our morning prayer on Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5 a.m. Then on Sunday, we have it at 6 a.m. And then this coming Wednesday, instead of in-person service, we will have midweek prayer. Okay, a midweek prayer na sa online, sa 9 p.m. Because we know it will be a very busy schedule this coming week. Sino po ang busy this coming week? Dahil Chinese New Year. Taas kamay. Very, very busy. Taas. Kasi mayroon mga amo yung family nila, right? Okay, if that's you, please stand up. If you will be very busy, please stand up. Tayo. Pagpe-pray namin kayo. Say, stand up. Alam ko na it will be very, very busy sa inyo. Okay. Ayan. Okay. Alright. Okay. So, sila yung busy sila dahil nga Chinese New Year, they need to serve their employer and we want to pray for you. So, stretch forth our hands. Let's pray for them. Panginoon, we see some of our sisters that will be very busy this coming weekdays, Lord. We know, Lord, this during this holiday, I pray that you multiply the strength. I pray, Lord, that quicken their mind and give them patience, Lord. Because sometimes, Lord, kung busy, napapagod sila. But I pray that you sustain them and, Lord, kayo po ang sumama sa kanila. Salamat, Panginoon. We know that you are with them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Yes. So, serve the Lord with gladness. Be enthroned ang Panginoon sa ating trabaho, right? Yeah, amen, no? Don't worry, baka mamaya bigyan kayo ng red packet, magkakaamo nyo. Okay, Bible reading. We continue to have our Bible reading. And like what Brother Bong said, there's so much things that you can learn from the Word of God. Kahit alam mo na yung storya, the Lord still speaks, right? He give you new revelation. And then, we will have 2C2S, very important, 2C2S that will be coming sa February 9. Ito po, calling all the leaders to come and join us so that we can share to you yung challenges that we'll be facing sa 2025, but also, ano yung mga things that we'll be doing. And we want to cooperate. We need your cooperation to work with us for 2025. So, yan po, 9 February, in between the service, all the leaders, all the ministry leaders, do join us. And of course, on 23rd February, we will have an annual general meeting. This is required by the government of Singapore for us to have this. So if you are a member of this church, official member, hindi lang po attendee, but official member, and this is your church, and you have registered to be part of the Living Word Fellowship, you are requested to join us sa ating general meeting. We want to announce important things, so hopefully you make yourself available sa 23rd February, 2 p.m. Okay, before we go dive to God's Word, a few things that we will do. We want to recognize some of our young PK that will be moving to the youth. So I'm going to hand it this to our young announcer.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is a special moment as we celebrate the promotion of three amazing young individuals from Praise Kids to Youth Ablaze. We have three PK promotees, Joshua, Kyle, and Zyra. Before we officially call them forward to receive their certificates, let's watch this short reel and see how much they've grown. Now, it is my honor to introduce our promotees. As I call your name, please come forward together with your parents to receive your certificate. Can I also call on Pastor Ruel at the Eva and the Elders book? Joshua C. Elega. Zachary Kyle P. Ortega.
Thank you.
Chinyari T. Tiglao. As these young individuals step into this new phase of their faith journey, we pray that God's presence guides and strengthens them every step of the way. Let's continue to support and encourage them as they grow in Him. With that, I now hand over to the youth ministry. God bless.
Thank you. Every year this happens, we're always amazed and shocked at how fast time flies. And I know just by looking at their photos, we're like, 5 years old, 3 years old, now they're 12 years old now. And it's just amazing to see how faithful God has been in their lives. Amen? Amen. Amen. So now as they transition into the youth ministry, no matter how you feel about it, we got to move for the camera. Okay, move to scooch. Okay. Yeah, no matter how you feel about transitioning into this next stage of your life, just remember that God has always been and will always be faithful, and your church family, your ates and kuyas, the youth ministry will always be here for you. So church, let's all stretch out our hands and pray for these youth. So let's all pray. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord, for the lives, O Lord, of Zaira, Lord, for Joshua, Lord, and for Kyle, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for how faithful you have been, O Lord. And Lord, even now, O Lord, as they transition, O Lord, into this next stage of their life, O Lord, their teenage years, Lord, we pray, O God, that you continue, O Lord, to reign in their life, O God. Lord, we pray, O Lord, that even though, Lord, the world is constantly changing, O Lord, there's so many voices, O Lord, but may they be firm, may they stand firm in their faith, O Lord, and may they recognize you, Lord, as their Lord and Savior, O God. And Lord, we pray, O Lord, that you will prepare us, O Lord, as one church body, Lord, as a youth ministry, O Lord, their families, O Lord, to be able to guide them, O Lord, to offer them, O Lord, wisdom, O Lord, without condescension, O Lord, guidance, O Lord, without judgment, O Lord, and support, O Lord, knowing, O Lord, that they have people who care for them and love them and will support them through every step of the way, O God. So we just thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in their lives. Continue to be with them. Continue, Lord, to bless them and their families. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. And all this we pray, in Jesus' name we say, amen, amen. Woo! Welcome to the youth! Woo-hoo!
Praise the Lord. Palapakan natin ang mga magulang. But of course, we also recognize our Praise Kids teachers who've been faithfully serving and planting seed and watering their hearts, you know. At kilala Aubrey, kilala Jen, the whole Praise Kids teachers who have been faithfully serving our kids, no. So it's all God. Now, before we dive into God's Word, I just want to call a person. You know, last week we had a wonderful time in the service. Amen? And in the first service, tsaka yung second service, we really have a wonderful time of experience. The first service, we had a wonderful time in worship. And then the second service, we have a time of prayer. And I know the Lord works. And we have cried out that Jesus, shout Jesus in my what? Family, in what we're going through, we want to declare His name. And today, a brother will share a testimony on how the Lord healed his body. How the Lord healed his body. And I believe when we know if it's God's purpose and will, the Lord heals. Amen? So let's just call upon Brother Rocky and share his testimony.
Good afternoon po sa lahat. Gusto ko lang po magpasalamat sa Panginoon for what He has done last Sunday. So, for the last 3 years po, yung lower back ko, hanggang sa may yung left leg, madalas po sumasakit. Pagka umaga, pagising ko, masakit siya. So, mahirap akong gumalaw pagka natutulog. Tapos, pag matagal ako nakaupo and matagal din ako nakatayo, masakit. So sabi ng wife ko, ano raw, baka raw rayuma. So sabi ko, hindi naman siguro. No? So but I've been complaining about it. So nagpa-chiro na ako, tapos nagpapamassage ako at least every month para lang at least ma-ease yung pain. But last Sunday, before the service ends, our preacher, si Papa Pete, he asked na, kung sino, especially for the first service, he was asking, sino ba yung may mga sakit? So maraming nagtaas ng kamay. And ako hindi ako nagtaas ng kamay kasi hindi ko naalala yung sakit ng likod ko eh. Kasi masakit pa rin eh. So hindi ko siya naalala. But while praying, the Lord reminded me, okay, just pray for your back. So nagpray, and then while praying, I felt yung merong humipo, humimas dun sa likod ko. And I was just, oh, okay, parang, kasi first time po, parang yun. But thank God, since Sunday, every day nagigising ako, until this morning, wala po yung sakit. So, glory to God for that. And I would like to encourage each and everyone also na merong probably may pinagdadaanan. Merong sakit, stress, may discouragement, or merong kayong depression na pinagdadaanan. I would like to encourage you with the verse from Isaiah 43:19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Ipagkatiwala lang po natin sa Panginoon, because the Lord will take care of us. In His time, in His perfect time, ibibigay niya sa atin. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Mabutin Diyos. Amen? Amen. When I was hearing that, wow, I know the Lord heals. We cannot confine God in a box. And if it's plano ng Panginoon, He will do it according. And I'm excited. Sabi mo sa atin mo, 2025, I'm excited what the Lord will do. As we enthrone Him and lift Him up, dapat ang glory palagi sa Kanya. Ibabalik natin papuri sa Kanya, and the Lord will just work. And we're gonna give it back to Him. And I said, Lord, this is all because of your grace and your mercy. Amen? Today, we have someone that will be sharing, and we'll continue our series in the book of Joshua. And you know her, she shares sa ating IBI and Hindu shares sa SOL. And we thank the Lord that she's one of the part of our office team. So Sister Morel will be sharing to us. And let's just pray for her before she come up on stage. Panginoon, salamat sa time na ito na kami po ay narito para lumapit at magpuri. Lord, right now, I pray that you open our hearts to receive your word. We ask, Lord, that you anoint Sister Morel as she stand here. May your Holy Spirit work in her and even through us, Lord, to us, O God. That your word will be clear sa amin. Open our ears and open our hearts to receive your word with joy and gladness. Salamat, Panginoon. We know sometimes, Lord, there are verses that are so common to us. But as your Holy Spirit move, you can make it fresh sa amin. A new revelation to know you more. So we surrender this service to you. Come and have your way and work through our sister, Lord, today. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's just welcome Sister Morel.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon to everyone, and I believe that we are all excited. I hope we are to listen this afternoon. So last Sunday we were so blessed, no, to have Pastor Pedro Cavazos or Papa Pete with us. No, he shared God's word, and I believe that we were enlightened, encouraged, experienced God's healing physically, but also our spirits were empowered to serve the Lord. It was truly a wonderful and a remarkable experience. And I believe that the Lord is still working in this church, and He wants to do more. in this church. And I believe that we will continue to experience signs, wonders, and miracles. So the question now is, what's next? No? After that wonderful experience last Sunday, ano na kaya yung susunod? Because, you see, beginning this year, we've already been listening to sermons telling us to be strong and courageous as we start anew. No? We've just begun another sermon series entitled Thriving in Uncharted Territory based on the book of Joshua. And I believe na yung mga message na yun ay na-inspire tayo, but at the same time, we were challenged. But again, the question is, when God says go, do this, when God commands us to do something, are we willing to listen? Are we willing to follow and step out in faith? Are we willing to do our part for the advancement of God's kingdom? And also, are we willing to generously and sacrificially give for the work of the Lord? And it is my prayer that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, will convict our hearts this morning. And we will respond to that conviction of the Holy Spirit. Also for those who are watching us online. So this morning, we will continue with the journey of Joshua and the Israelites. And we will be reading from Joshua chapter 6. Although we will skip some of the verses, but I do encourage all of us to continue to study this chapter at home or maybe with your care groups later. So may I ask each and everyone to please stand with me as we give reverence to the word of the Lord. Let's read. Now Jericho, this is actually from the English Standard Version. Now Jericho was shut up inside and outside because of the people of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand with its king and mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city and all the men of war going around the city once. Thus shall you do for 6 days. 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of rams of horns before the Lord, before the ark. On the 7th day, you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets." So Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, "Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord." And he said to the people, "Go forward, march around the city, and let the armed men pass on before the ark of the Lord." And just as Joshua has commanded the Lord, the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Lord went forward, blowing the trumpets with the ark of the covenant of the Lord following them. Verse 15, "On the 7th day, they rose early at the dawn of day and marched around the city in the same manner 7 times. It was only on that day that they marched around the city 7 times. And at the 7th time, when the priest had blown the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, 'Shout, for the Lord has given you this city.'" Verse 20, "So the people shouted and the trumpets were blown. As soon as the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted a great shout and the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they captured the city." Verse 26, "Joshua laid an oath on them at that time, saying, 'Curse before the Lord, before the man who rises up and rebuilds the city Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn shall he lay his foundation, and at the cost of his younger son shall he set up its gates.' So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was in all the land." Let us pray. Father, we just want to thank you and honor your name this afternoon. Lord, as we continue to study the journey of Joshua and the Israelites, Lord, open the hearts and minds of each and every one of us. And Lord, whatever message you want us to hear this afternoon, we pray that we will respond to it and we'll just allow the Holy Spirit to convict our hearts and be obedient to your word. Father, we commit this time of learning, study to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, ang Jericho was actually the first major city conquered by Israel. So, of course, yung previous study natin, no? After crossing the Jordan River. Ngayon, si the Lord spoke to Joshua that they will conquer the land of Jericho. And in the Old Testament, it was often called the City of Palms kasi marami siyang palm trees. So we can read that in Deuteronomy, the book of Judges, and even in Chronicles. And Joshua is described as a heavily fortified city. Yun, so sabi ng Panginoon kay Joshua, you will conquer this land. And as we move forward, no, as we go further with our study, we will see how the Lord helped Joshua and the Israelites. But before that, tingnan muna natin ano yung mga challenges na hinarap nung nila Joshua and the Israelites. What was the challenge? So number one, the strong walls. You see, Jericho was known for its massive double walls. That picture is actually a computerized cross-section of the walls of Jericho. So according to evidence, it suggests that the outer wall, kasi merong inner wall at outer wall yung Jericho. Hindi lang yung, you know, yung akala ko nung bata ako, yung wall of Jericho, isang ano lang eh. Yung wall, but it's actually it has an outer and inner wall. So yung outer wall is around 6 feet wide, so makapal siya. And then there's a space in between, then the inner wall is around 12 feet wide. But some studies would say 14 feet wide, so it's thick. And anyone planning to attack the city of Jericho, you know, would have a hard time because of its, you know, formidable walls. And remember, di ba si Joshua when he sent spies, no? In chapter 2, we studied that. And Rahab had to protect those spies. They had to see the land. And it was seemingly impossible because of its, you know, strong walls. So, ito yung first na challenge. Another challenge that they had to face was the location. Yung tell na yun was located in a tell. Yung tell is actually an archaeological term. In other words, para siyang hill. So, pataas siya. It's a man-made hill. So, this would make Jericho difficult to attack because of its height advantage. So, di ba, once you attack, magagaling ka sa baba, and then them nasa taas. It would be easier for them to protect, to defend their place. And lastly, another challenge that they face, yeah, we read this earlier in verse 1, that the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. So, these factors combined to make Jericho seemingly yung parang impenetrable fortress. So, having, di ba, they just crossed the Jordan River. And with no prior experience, it would be difficult for them to attack this, or to conquer, I should say, the land of Jericho. But we read in Joshua chapter 6 that God gave Joshua specific and unusual instruction of capturing this heavily fortified city. So, it also aligns, no? It also highlights the importance of aligning ourselves to God's plan. And as we proceed, as we move forward, we will see three remarkable things that we can learn from the story, from the experience of Joshua and the Israelites. So firstly, when God says go, or when God commands us to do something, the first thing that we can learn or we can do based on this experience is, number one, We need to listen closely and wait. Wait. Ganun daw eh. When we read yung, di ba, yung preceding verse, para mas madaling yung matanda, no? Wait. In verse, chapter 5, verse 13 to 15, we see that when Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked. And there was a man standing before him. Sabi niya, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" But he said, "No, but I am a commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come," and Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" So the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take off your sandals from your feet, for where you're standing is holy." And Joshua did so. So he, after which, Joshua had to listen and wait for the command of the Lord. And this is what he said. So we've read this earlier. And we can see that detailed instruction demand careful listening. Kailangan matuto tayong makinig. God's instruction to Joshua, hindi siya yung unclear suggestion. It was very clear, precise, detailed, step by step. You see, marching once a day for 6 days, complete silence during the march, marching 7 times on the 7th day. So this level of detail, yung nasa screen po natin, emphasizes the importance of listening closely. It wasn't enough to, you know, you just generally understand the idea. But you have to listen to the instructor because every element was crucial. It was very important. So he listened to God's instruction carefully. Then afterwards, he relayed to the people, to the priest, to the men of war. And Joshua effectively organized the march, ensuring that everyone, each and everyone, naintindihan nila yung role nila. I don't know how he did it. Because during that time, wala namang microphone. And we've learned from our previous lesson, the previous preaching, that millions, di ba, Pastor, yung people na yun. And this shows us the importance of listening closely to God's instruction and waiting upon Him. So that when God says, go, when God commands us to do something, we will execute the plan effectively. We will know how and when to go. Diba? Kasi may instruction na, march silently, huwag muna kayong sisigaw. So they have to follow that, no? Eh, paano naman tayo? How can we apply this as a church? In our own lives, we need to listen carefully to God's instruction. Simply because, diba yung instruction na yun, might not come in an audible voice. Hindi naman, hindi kagaya nung kay Samuel or Romina, makinig ka. How can we know? The instruction can come from reading the Word of God and waiting upon Him. We don't just read, oh, John 3:16. Okay, sige, pwede. We need to listen. After reading, yung namnamin natin, sabi nga ni Kuya Bong nung I think this first service, namnamin natin yung binabasa natin. Because it could come from reading the scripture. Aside from that, we can also hear that during prayer and fasting. We just had our prayer and fasting, diba? And it was such a wonderful time of prayer. And by doing so, the Holy Spirit will convict our hearts, diba? And dun, nare-refresh tayo, naiintindihan natin. Parang gumagaan lalo yung pakiramdam natin. No, it's just like having coffee with the Lord in the morning or maybe in the afternoon. It could also come through wise counsel, godly counsel. That's why we have to choose our friends wisely then. Hindi yung buhay ng iba yung lagi nating pinag-uusapan. So we have to look for people who are serious about their faith. God can also speak to us through circumstances. And as we continually seek Him, the Holy Spirit will impart you know, things in our hearts. But we have to wait. Listen and wait. And the key for us is to cultivate a heart that is receptive to God's leading. You know, discerning His intentions. We demonstrate our willingness to step into His purpose, even when it is outside of our comfort zone or presents significant obstacles. Wait and listen. Because, you see, we must be careful not to dismiss yung what seems to be strange or unconventional or uncomfortable, because this might be the very thing that God is using to bring about His purpose in our lives. Remember the experience of Joseph? No, what was shared to us earlier? The attitude of waiting is also important as we listen closely. Hindi pwede yung, sige na, go, go, go. But we need to follow God's instruction. If you want to know more about it, dapat daw, sabi ni Papa Pete, yung Bible yung maging best friend natin. We consult the Bible, we consult godly men, we pray and wait. And hindi naman, just imagine if Joshua said, "Wait, wait for 7 days. We can already do this tomorrow." Di ba? It could be, pwede siyang naging impatient that time, but he just listened and wait. Not to rush on things or to avoid complaining while listening. Kasi for us women, we love to talk, right? Kaya pag nag-care group, yung mga kababayan, maingay talaga. Kasi diba, gustong-gusto natin, magsasalita. Hindi, makinig muna tayo. Makinig naman tayo sa sinasabi. We just want, just listen, no? Sometimes, we don't want to listen. Yung 40 minutes or less na nga lang na preaching, ayaw pa nating makinig. Tayo nagtayo, tingin, you know, we keep on looking at our cell phone, or thinking what to eat later. Pag di nakatiis, matutulog. But you see, even during this time, as I am sharing the Word of God, He is also speaking to you. He wants to speak to you. So don't sleep. Don't look at your phone. No? Sorry. The problem is we prefer to, no? We want to get distracted. Of course, the enemy will always try to distract us. But we have to stay focused. Listen, in King James Version, there are 100 Bible verses that speaks about waiting upon the Lord, which means that waiting upon the Lord, when you read the book of Psalms, ang dami dun. Wait upon the Lord. It means that it is very important. We don't rush Him, even in our personal prayer. If you are, you know, you are convicted to, you wait, okay, I will wait, Lord. Even when we are in the MRT, pwede naman natin gawin yun, eh? Just spend time. Di naman kailangan mag-ingay ka dun. Well, you can meditate. We don't rush Him. Even in our corporate prayer, kaya pag na-extend ang prayer, don't complain. Maybe this is the best time for us to listen. So the first thing that we need to do is to listen closely and wait for God to move. Secondly, when God says go, one thing that we can also learn from this experience is to engage fully. Be part of that vision. All of us as a church. A good example is see Joshua as a leader. He didn't just give the orders, but he engaged fully in the operation. No, even though yung instruction a bit unusual, he organized the priest, no, and the ark. He organized the men of war and the people. Although it didn't explicitly mention that all Israelites march, no, but we read in those verses, verse 3, that all the men of war, sabi niya kasi doon, marching around the city. So this strongly suggests that the Israelites' army were involved in the procession. Another is the priest who carried the Ark of the Covenant and leading the procession and blowing the trumpets. And also the people. So Joshua 6:20 states that the people shouted when the walls fell. This implies that a large number of Israelites, they were present and participating in the event. So all of them, they engaged fully, which means that they did their part. It's highly probable that a large number of representatives of Israelites, you know, community were there and shared their they shared what they have. They did their part, which means that kung ano yung sinabi ni Joshua, they did it. There was unity and cooperation. You see, the success of the operation depended on the full participation of everyone involved. So this also demonstrates the importance of unity and cooperation in fulfilling God's purpose. Hindi pwedeng si Joshua lang. Hindi pwedeng yung priest lang, kundi lahat. And ibig sabihin, no, engaging fully means actively participating, which means that we as a church contribute our gifts, talents, no? When was the last time? Baka ito pa yung vow nyo kay Lord na, Lord, pag ako nagka-work, magsiserve na ako sa'yo faithfully. Or praying for one another. But this also includes giving. Yan naman yung giving na yan. But yes, giving generously and sacrificially. And also working together with others to achieve God's purposes. And like Joshua, leaders should lead by example, demonstrating their own commitment and encouraging others to participate fully. Also, we can learn that as part of the body of Christ, we all have a vital role to play. Lahat tayo, the youth, the next gen, the praise kids, galing ni Julia kanina, di ba? She also engaged herself. Parang ganun yun. And of course, even hindi naman seniors, but the adults, they have a role to play. In our present situation, as a church, ano ba yung hinaharap natin that requires us to engage fully this 2025? Firstly, sabi ni Pastor, and it was already mentioned, I think, towards the end of this year, now, we don't know if we will still be here or lilipat tayo. So, nag-increase yung rent natin. Hindi lang twice, but I think thrice. This is what we are facing as a church. And we need to support our pastor, our elders, and the board as they discern what to do next. Second, sabi ni Pastor, last 2023, we want to be a part of the vision to plant 1 million churches by 2033. Ano na ngayon? 2025. And for us to participate, we need to at least plant 3 churches in 10 years. Now we only have 8 years. Hindi ko naman tinatakot, Pastor, but I'm just computing. This is the vision. We want to be a part of the vision, sabi kasi ni Pastor. And you see, for us to plant a church, I came from a church na nagplant po kami ng 12 daughter churches. And now yung 10 po sa kanila is sovereign church na. Which means na they can already stand on their own. So, na-turn over na sila sa district. And at the moment, we have 2 daughter churches. One of which is yung Tuba Benguet na pinuntahan namin last year during our church retreat. And to plant a church, you have to nurture it. Kasi once you plant a church, you will become a mother church. Ayaw ba natin yun? Mother church na tayo. Magkakaanak na ang Living Word Fellowship. But as a mother church, we need to nurture that church. Just like a mother or a parent nurturing her child. So,
susuportahan mo every month, you will send workers, but at the same time, you will support the church financially. Hindi pwedeng nag-plan ka lang tapos iiwan mo na. We will plan the church until the church can stand on its own. At yung church na yan, magkakaroon din ng daughter church in the future o magkakaapo pa ang Living Word. Ganun po ang pagpa-plant ng church. And this is our vision. But the question is, do we want to take part of that vision? Will we engage fully when God said, you give sacrificially? If God will tell you, go and start the church and provide someone, go and teach, will we say, yes? If the Lord is convicting your heart right now, I don't know how. I don't know what the Lord is telling you right now. But this is what we are facing. This is our challenge. And I would like to share a testimony about what we did last time sa isa naming daughter church. I think I need to share this. We had one daughter church before, 20 years ago. I cannot remember the exact year. And this church is about to magiging ano na sila, sovereign church. But they also want a church building. And so they asked the help of the mother church, which is our church there in the Philippines. So sabi ng pastor, we will pledge for this church. Para sila rin magkaroon ng church building like us. So of course, as a church, we prayed. And sabi niya, before you write that amount, you pray. So, as I was about to write the amount, nag-compute ako. Because that time, I was just starting, no? And minimum wage lang kasi ako noon. So, okay, numpute ko na yung kaya kong ibigay. So, kaya ko to. Sige, ito plano ko. But before I wrote that, parang the conviction was so strong na hindi yun yung amount na isusulat ko. And sabi ko, Lord, are you sure? Yung ganun yung nasa isip ko talaga noon. Sabi ng pastor, okay, pray about it. Or maybe you can bring it home pag-pray nyo. Pero ako that time, I was already praying. Sabi ko, Lord, what do you want me to write? So there was a certain amount in my heart. And kaya ko ba itong ibigay in 6 months? But I can really sense that the Lord was talking to me. So, sinulat ko ngayon yung amount. Sabi ko, 6 months. Medyo kinabahan ako doon. Tapos, mamaya itutuloy ko. We go first to the third point. As a church, we have a vital role to play. And we need to listen to our leaders and do our share. Thirdly, this is my last point. So, listen closely, wait, engage fully, and of course, we have to move in obedience and faith. Bakit? From obedience. You see, obedience deferred is obedience denied. Sabi nila. Joshua and the Israelites, they did not delay in carrying out God's instruction. They began to march immediately. They obeyed. No, but they had to move with faith and continued for 7 days until the walls fell. Remember, sila po nasa desert. Mainit. And I don't know the hardships that they faced during that time, but they just obeyed. Remember, millions sila eh. So, hindi madali yung mag-march ka around the city, organizing the event, and remain silent. Tahimik lang ah. What they simply obeyed, hindi nila sinabing, pwede bang 3 days walk lang? Or, pwede bang magkwentuhan habang naglalakad? No? But they listened, they obeyed. Or hindi nila sinabing, the priest did not rest, no? Kasi ang Ark of the Covenant, hindi magaan yun ah. But there is, you know, it was persistent. The fact that they marched for 7 days demonstrates the
importance of persistent obedience. It's not a one-time act of faith. So, hindi one time lang, they have to follow God's command and do it, no? Follow God's instruction. And the entire operation was actually an act of faith. There was no, as you can see, no, walang visible na military strategy, no logical explanation as to, you know, how marching around the city would cause the city to fall. Diba? It was hot, but they engaged fully and move in obedience. The Israelite had to trust God that God will fulfill His promise even though they couldn't see how it would happen. Paano natin ma, di ba? Kung tayo siguro yun, paano mag-collapse yung wall by just marching around the city? But they had faith in God. They exercised the faith. Another thing, we can see that the Ark of the Covenant was very crucial during the march. This symbolizes, as we've already studied before, the presence and authority of God. The ark was carried by the priest leading the procession. And notice that every time they move, they always carry the Ark of the Covenant with them. Diba? And this act of carrying the ark highlighted the Israelites' obedience to God's instruction. And at the same time, full reliance upon Him. Because they know that when the Ark of the Covenant was with them, because this was during the Old Testament, the presence of God was with them. You see, ang bigat kaya ng Ark of the Covenant na to, no? Remember, it was commanded by God to Moses. Moses, he supervised. And then si Bezalel, di ba? He led the construction of this ark. And this is not light kasi yung wood na yan is made of acacia wood. And then the cherubim is made of gold. So, ang estimate nila is between 183 to 615 pounds or 83 kilograms to 78 kilograms. And the Lord was with them. They carried the Ark of the Covenant. And we will see how the Lord protected them during the march. Because it would be just easy for the enemy to just shoot them, di ba? While marching. But God's protection was with them. And, di ba yung instruction niya, you have to silently march before I tell you to shout. So, tahimik lang kayo. And we can see yung discipline. No? Tayo nga, dadalawa lang tayo sa MRT, ang ingay na natin. Or nakikinig na nga lang tayo ng preaching, bulungan pa tayo, no? This only shows how obedient the Israelites were to their leader. They listened, waited, they engaged, and obeyed until they were instructed to shout. So in order for our plan to succeed, we must learn to follow our leaders also. Care group leaders, our elders, our pastors, our board. Hindi yung ang dami-dami nating sinasabi, parang mas magaling pa tayo sa in charge. O ikaw na leader. Minsan, mas magaling pa tayo sa architect. Ay, dapat kasi ganito ang ginawa. We don't know. But, you know, we have to listen. Because God will use people also. Godly men to speak to us. But moving in obedience means trusting God. Ano sabi niya? Kahit hindi natin maintindihan. Even if we don't understand His plan, trust His heart. Trust God's plan. It also means taking immediate action. Don't delay. Oh, bukas na. Next year na. Oh, 2033 na. Oh, wala na tayong na-plant. Hihintayin pa ba natin yun? We want to be a part of that vision. Eh, when God says, okay, you give sacrificially. Oh, baka merong may vow sa atin dito na, Lord, pag natanggap ko yung sweldo ko, ibibigay ko sa'yo. Big time. Tapos, natanggap mo, ay, bibili ako ng ganito. Uy, nakalimutan na si Lord. Oh, may tumatawa. Let me just remind you. No. But, you see, if we want to engage, if we want the plan to succeed, we must learn. I don't know how the Lord will speak to you also. I don't know how the Holy Spirit will convict your heart. Like the Israelites at Jericho, we must trust God that He will fulfill His promises. Sabi dun, without hesitation or delay. It also means persevering in obedience. Even if we don't see the immediate results. Remember si Joseph, he had to wait for 2 years, di ba? Before yung result. So, it wasn't easy. And we just have to move in obedience and faith. So, eto na nga, going back to my testimony. So, during the time na bibigyan na yung pledge, sabi ko, ano gagawin ko dito? But, as I followed, as I listened, engaged, and move in obedience, I was amazed how the Lord provided. Di po ako nangupit, di ako nagnakaw, di ako nangutang. Because, Lord, I want to give my best. Okay, use me. And in just 4 months, hindi pa 6 months, ha? 4 months, I was able to fulfill that pledge. But we must have a willing heart. And allow the Lord to use us. Magpa-plant tayo ng church. Ayaw niyo yun. Magkakaroon na tayo ng daughter church. Yung rent natin, tataas. Pero hindi natin alam kung paano tayo, lilipat ba or we will stay? If we will stay, yung rent, tataas. Are we willing to engage fully? Are we willing to give our talents, our gifts? Are we willing to give our best? Sabi sa Psalms 119 verse 6, I was reminded earlier, then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. You see, we will not be disgraced when we will consider God's commands in our lives. To achieve a breakthrough, we must be willing to take a leap of faith. We want to experience breakthrough in our relationship. We must be willing to follow God's instruction. We want to experience financial breakthrough. Seek the Lord. And wait, listen. Lord, ano bang pinapagawa niyo sa akin? We want to experience breakthrough in our circumstances. Maybe the Lord is asking us to step out in faith. I tell you, shifting to full-time ministry is not easy. My plan before was go back to my profession as a nurse. Sabi ko, okay, malaki na yung anak namin. And siguro kaya ko na bumalik sa profession. And this is my plan, Lord, sabi ko. Hindi ako nagsisinungaling, ha? Dito ako sa... But Lord, this is my plan after ko nag-IBI that time. I want to go back to nursing. I will support missions. Sabi ko, I will support the workers. Because I know I can. But that was not God's plan for me. So, I struggled for weeks. I cried. Sabi ko, bakit? Eh, bakit niyo pa ako inalaw magtapos ng nursing? Kung tatawagin niyo naman ako sa full-time. It was tough. But I had to listen. So, what I did, after praying, I spoke to my spouse, to my sister, to my dad, to pastor. Dami kong kinausap. Para lang makasigurado. But, lahat sila, they confirm. Okay, you go to Bible school. It was tough. Kahit ako mahirap. And I remember when, during the second service, kasi nag-first service po kami, I was just there
And I was just hoping that, you know, I can also pray for those who went in front. And then afterwards, si Kuya Hector linapitan niya ako. Sabi niya, I want to pray for you. So when he asked me what to pray for, hindi na ako nakapagsalita. I just cried. Sabi niya, it's okay. And then towards the end of his prayer, he said to me 3 times, do not forget your calling. Sabi ko, okay. And true enough, just this week, may napag-usapan kami nila, Pastor, which made me say that, okay, Lord, here I am. And you see, I don't know how the Lord is speaking to you right now. Maybe in the area of giving. Yan na naman, giving na naman eh, si sister naman eh. But yes. Or maybe in the area of your relationship, in the area of serving. What was your vow before? Lord, magsuserve ako. I will serve you because I love you. Before, nung wala tayong work, Lord, bigyan mo lang ako ng work. Bibigay ko ang best ko sa inyo. God's instructions to Joshua were not based on human military strategy, but full reliance on his divine authority and power. And this is what the experience of Joshua is trying to tell us, that, you know, it might seem unconventional, uncomfortable, but itong plan around the city shouting was a test of faith and demonstrating that the victory would not come through the Israelite strength, but God's intervention. We just sang earlier, it is, you know, Jesus, it is you. Sabi niya, di ba? And we just have to respond in worship. And you see, the living, and as a result, what happened? When they listened closely and when they engaged fully, when they moved in obedience and faith, what happened? The wall fell and the city was captured. This event serves as a testament to God's faithfulness and the fulfillment of His promise. Though may mga archaeologists, when I was doing a research, there were archaeologists who tried to, you know, say that it was just an earthquake. But no, may mga archaeologists din na nag-prove that it was indeed a miraculous event. It did happen. And you see, the Living Word Fellowship is facing a challenge. No, parang walls niya. And maybe the Lord is also asking us to do strange things. But how should we respond as a church? As Living Word Fellowship Church? Maalala ko noon, sabi nila, nirelease tayo eh, nung isang, di ba, Church of Praise? In just a week, to look for a place. And if God was able to do something great during that time, how much more today? But I believe that the Lord is asking this church to do something. Maybe unusual, but if God commands it, He will fulfill it. Hindi kami nag-usap ni Kuya Rocky, but I want to encourage us with this word. Let go of the prior things. Don't ponder on ancient history. Look, I'm doing a new thing that sprouts up. Don't you recognize it? I'm making a way into the desert paths in the wilderness. We need to focus on the present. See what the Lord is doing. You know, if He did it before, makahanap ng place, or I don't know what will happen next, but let's continue to pray, support the leadership of this church, and discern as they discern for God's will. We have to listen carefully, engage fully, take part, be a part of the vision, plant churches, and to keep on moving. So as we conclude, listen closely. We need to be attentive. Wait upon the Lord. Engage fully. Be part of the vision. Move in obedience and faith. Despite the challenge, we need to persevere and trust that God will sustain
and fulfill His plan. I would like to leave us with this verse. Sabi niya, and I am sure of this, that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I believe that each and every one of us, if only we will do our part, we will continue to see kung ano yung purpose ng Panginoon sa ating church nito. Our desire is to grow as a church. Diba? Kinanta natin, we want to speak the name of Jesus, which means to evangelize. One form of evangelism is to plant churches. And this is also missions, doing missions. And missions is God's heartbeat. And if we will do God's heartbeat, we are pleasing Him. Do you want to be a part of that vision? Do you want, if God will say, do this, if God commands us to go, will we say yes? Will we fully commit? Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the message that we've heard this morning. Lord, you can see the challenge, Lord, that we are facing as a church. We don't know, God, if we will stay in this place or you want us to move to another place. Help us, O Lord. We pray for our leaders. Pray for our pastors, our elders, and our board. As they continue to discern your purpose and your plan, O God. Lord, kaming mga members of this church will continue to support by giving our talents, our skills, by giving generously and sacrificially, Lord, as to how you will convict our hearts. Also, Lord, our desire is to plant churches because we want to see that your kingdom will prosper, Lord. We want to see the gospel to be preached in different parts of the world. So, Lord, touch the hearts of my brothers and sisters this afternoon. And we pray, Lord, that as your Holy Spirit will convict our hearts, Lord, we will choose to respond. We will choose to listen closely and wait. We will choose to engage fully and take part of the vision. And we will choose, O God, to move in obedience and faith. Lord, we want to respond to you wholeheartedly, O God, because this is our worship to you. Indeed, you are a great God, and we believe, Lord, that we will continue to experience signs, wonders, and miracles in this place, Lord, as we continue to do your will and purpose for us. Thank you, Father. We give you back all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand. We have read about walls that Jericho facing. Maybe sa 2025, may mga walls tayong i-face. Tanong mo sa atabi mo, may walls ka ba ngayon na i-face? Na parang impossible? Na hindi pasukan? But, you know, when we face that wall, look up because we know that God is with us. Amen? Kaya sabi mo sa atabi mo, you face that wall, remember, God is with you. Okay? Let's just worship the Lord and say, Lord, we want to honor you. And Lord, we want to live. Hallelujah. And Lord,
we want to lift your name on high, yes, God. And Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. Alone, our God eternal, throughout earth and heaven above.
Before we sing that again, I was just reminded, so, you know, We all gone through many walls, right? Sa buhay natin. But the Lord has been faithful. Amen? So let's lift our Lord. Ano mang walls na hanapin namin, we know you're faithful. And let's lift our hand and say, Lord, hallelujah.
And Lord, we want to live.
Yes, Lord, in this place, God.
And Lord, we want to thank you.
Let's praise the right
God in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your faith. For you alone are God eternal. You are other than heaven,
Lord.
And Lord,
thank you, Lord,
for the works you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. You alone are God eternal, to our earth and heaven above.
Napakabuti mo, Panginoon.
Napakabuti mo, aming Diyos sa mga
iyong likha.
Ang iyong likha, ang aking
likha. Napakabuti mo.
Napakabuti mo, di ka nang mabago.
Doon at ngayon,
doon ngayon, kailan pa man sa buhay ko.
Tapat for the last time, napakabuti mo, Panginoon.
Napakabuti mo.
Yes, Lord, you are a God.
Aming Diyos Ama.
Amang iyong likha.
Ang iyong likha, luluwalhati.
Napakabuti mo.
Napakabuti mo. Di ka nagbabago. Noon ngayon, kailan pa man sa
Lord, I just want to pray for my brothers and sisters in this place. Kung ano man po, Lord, ang naharap nila, mga walls that it seems that they cannot break through. Lord, thank you for your word that you are reminding us, Lord, that this battle does not belong to us, but it belongs to you. That you are calling your people to trust your word. You're calling your people to step out in faith. You're calling your people to listen and wait. Lord, ano man pinagdadaanan namin, I pray that you awaken our faith, Lord God, so that we can follow you, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you fill us with your spirit so that we will obey you, not out, Lord, of our own strength, but simply, Lord, by the spirit working in us. Lord, ang desire namin as a church, that we will go deeper in the knowledge of you. And sometime, Lord, you allow us to go through that time of season, Lord. Seasons, Lord, that we will face walls that we cannot defeat. And we thank you because those moments, Lord God, pinapakita nyo lang tunay kayong tapat at tunay kayo, Lord, that you are a mighty and a powerful God. I pray, Lord, as a church right now, Lord, that you will empower us with your spirit. Give us a heart that's steadfast. A heart that's steadfast. knowing that you are true to your words, knowing, Lord, that your presence with us, and it's you, Lord, that will break down the walls na hinaharap namin. Ang respond namin, Lord, ay papuri at pasasalamat, giving you all the glory and honor. Lord, may this new year, Lord, a year, Lord, of breakthrough. May it be sa aming families, sa aming trabaho, sa aming finances, kung anuman areas, Lord, even as a church, unite our hearts. May we experience breakthrough. And like what we have learned in Psalms, Lord, we will glorify you in every generation. Salamat, Panginoon. Let's just raise our hand and receive the benediction. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ through Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Lord, may this year we experience miracles after miracles after miracles, deliverance, breakthrough. May this year, Lord, a year that we will experience your grace and more of your mercy and more of your love. And we will respond in loving you and worshiping you, glorifying your name. Prepare us as we face this new week, Lord. Give us strength. We give you glory and honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, amen, amen. Let's get the Lord clap offering. Praise the Lord. Just turn to somebody and tell that person, trust the Lord always. God bless everyone.